大家明白吗？在我们来看是很平常的一个问题。
To us, this is a very common problem.
在圣经里面应该没有问题的问题。
It shouldn't be a problem in the Bible.
对于神学家，对于圣经学者，就变成问题。
But to theologians, this becomes a problem.
明白吗？很清楚的。所以逼着我们的神，非要说下面这一段话。
We force the Lord to say the following words.
他们虽然神有灵的余力，能造多人，他不是单造一人。
Even though, and even then, did not the Lord create?
神有灵的余力，就是圣灵有他剩下的力量。
So there was a remnant of the Spirit.
他能够造更多的人。
And couldn't he create more people?
意思是说，不是一个亚当。
So there's not one Adam.
他可以有两个亚当。
He could create two Adams.
亚当是一个人。
Adam was one person.
但是男人是半个人，女人是半另外一半。
But man is one half, and woman is the other half.
对，那人独居不好。
So it is not good for man to be alone.
所以现在你看见吗？现在亚当需要找另外的一半。
So now Adam needed to find the other half.
因为两个半圆才成为一个圆。
Because two halves make a whole.
所以这是一个亚当。
So that is Adam.
亚当就表示一个丈夫一个妻。
Adam represents one husband, one wife.
为什么神的定规里面是一个丈夫一个妻子呢？
Why was God's law one husband, one wife?
不要忘记，这不是个制度。
This is not.
不是一个 system,
it's not a system.
不是个 institution.
It's not an institution.
因为神所要的是给人一个家。
God wanted people to have a house.
不要忘记。那个家 home.
That home.
一个家有这个家可以说在地上是最像天堂的地方。
And in the home is to be like heaven.
明白吗？所以神希望亚当夏娃能够有一个家。
So he wanted Adam and God wanted Adam and Eve to have
home. 而且神可以造两个亚当，可以造三个亚当。
God could have created two Adam for three Adam.
所以神可以造多个丈夫，多个妻子。
God could have created many husbands, many wives.
但是只有一个丈夫，只有一个妻子。
But there's only one husband, one wife.
为什么只有一个丈夫，只有一个妻子？
Why is it one husband, one wife?
因为什么只有一个？
What is one?
什么都特别的。
It must be unique.
丈夫跟妻子在一起，那是两人的世界。
If the husband and the wife are together, that's the world.
所以两个要离开父母，二人成为一体。
So the two shall leave their father and mother.
在这两人世界里面没有第三个人。
And in this family of two people, there's no third person.
没有第三个人可以插足在里面。
No third person can intervene.
神给他们的喜乐。
God gave them their joy.
神给他们的关系。
God gave them their relationship.
不要忘记，当丈夫跟妻子在一起的时候
，When the husband and wife are together,
那个快乐像天堂的快乐。
That joy is like heaven.
所以不要忘记，只有神把一个家庭，把神给了一个家庭。
So God gave them a home.
你看见一个丈夫，一个妻。
There's one husband and one wife.
那不止他们有快乐。
And not only are they
等到他们有儿女以后
，When they have children,
你看见说这个快乐是父母跟儿女之间的快乐。
This joy is also between parents and children.
所以弟兄姊妹，不管怎么样
，So no matter what,
浪子不管多想离开家
，No matter how much the prodigal son wants to leave,
家永远是家。
The home is always his home.
所以有一句话说，在外稻草棚啊，不如在家；在外黄金屋，不如在家稻草棚。
So there's a phrase that even though you could be outside in a golden palace, you would much rather be in your straw home.
为什么？因为家到底是家。
Because your home is your home.
所以你看见浪子不管怎么样流浪，他有一天都要回家。
So no matter where the prodigal son wandered, it is,
有一个浪子回家的时候。
And when the prodigal son goes home,
他把门推开，看见他父亲坐在那个客厅里面。
He sees his father sitting in the living room.
他总要找几句话说。
He has to say a few words.
他是怎么搞的？这么晚了还没有把门关起来呀？
He asks, "Why did you not close the door yet?"
你知道他父亲怎么说？
And what did his father say?
他自从你离开以后，这个家的门从来没有关过。
He said, "Ever since you left home, we have never locked the door."
所以让我们记得，不管怎么样，家永远是家。
So don't forget that your home is always your home.
所以因着这个缘故。在这个家里面，不只有父亲有母亲。
So you find that there isn't only the father and mother.
等等，有祖父，有祖母。
There are also grandparents.
你看见，等到他们聚在一起的时候。
And when they are gathered together.
那个喜乐是没有办法来形容。
That joy is indescribable.
地上有苦难。
There's pain.
在办公室里面，你常常触眉头，常常一些不愉快的事情。
Often there are unpleasant situations in the workplace.
但是每次回到家里。
But every time you return home.
你看看家人。
You look at your family members, and you are comforted.
为什么？因为神所要的是一个家。
Because God wants a home.
神所要的不是指这个丈夫，指这个妻子。
He doesn't just want a husband and a wife.
丈夫妻子是因为 他们生命成熟。
There's a husband and wife because their lives are mature.
他们本来在父母的养育底下。
They were under the care of their parents.
他们的生命是幼嫩的。
Their life was youthful.
但幼嫩的很幼很嫩。
Was still tender.
但是慢慢他们就长大了。
But gradually they grew up.
所以等他们长大的时候。
And when they grew up.
现在就是他们变成两人世界的时候。
Now they've become their own world.
你明白吗？所以告诉我们说，等到大的时候。
So when they are old.
就离开父母。
They leave their parents.
他就进入了一个家。
They enter a home.
这是神给亚当夏娃的家。
This is the home that God gave Adam and Eve.
弟兄姊妹，现在明白吗？这就是神当初的旨意。
This is God's original will.
所以神所有的快乐都放在家里。
So God has placed all the joys in the home.
这个家就像在地上的天堂。
And this home is like a heaven on earth.
因为这是指说人没有犯罪以前的情形。
This is a condition before people sin.
但是问题在这里。神能不能造两个丈夫两个亚当三个亚当可以不可以呢
So could God have created two or three Adams?
那为什么在这里有离婚呢
Why is there divorce?
为什么这里有人会休妻呢
Why do some people divorce their wives?
现在很清楚这不是一个丈夫一个妻子
Now it's no longer one husband one wife
慢慢你看见说一个丈夫是多丈夫多妻子的
You see that there are many husbands many wives
所以现在神要告诉我们说为什么当初神只创造一个丈夫一个妻子
So why did God originally create only one husband and one wife?
因为在神的心目中是把家给在留在地上
God wanted the home to be on earth
所以每一个家都像天堂
So that each home is like heaven
那在地就好像在天
You are on earth as a
heaven 那特别是许多人没有堕落以前来
Especially before people sin
所以讲的夫妻之间的快乐
So when you speak of the joy between husband and wife,
讲到父母和儿女之间的快乐
when you speak of the joy between parents and children,
讲到天伦的快乐讲到 grandpa, grandma 跟孙子之间的快乐
when you speak of the joy between grandparents and grandchildren,
所以给我们看见这是什么这是家
it shows us that this is a home.
神要的是个家
God wants a home.
什么时候在家庭之外有快乐
So whenever you have joy outside the home,
那就不是神的旨意
That is not the will of God.
因为神当初把快乐给一个家庭的时候
When God gave the joy to the family,
是给亚当给夏娃
He gave it to Adam and Eve,
也是给他们的子孙
and to their descendants.
所以这个家就像天堂一样
And this home is like
heaven. 这是神当初的目的
And this was the original will of God.
那神有没有可能造两个大亚当两个亚当三个亚当呢
So could God have created two or three Adams?
那意思就是说根据神原来的旨意有没有可能多夫多妻呢
So in other words, according to the will of God, could there be polygamy?
所以下面怎么说呢
So what does it say?
为何只造一人呢
And what did that do while he was speaking?
乃是他愿人得虔诚的后裔
and he was speaking a godly offspring.
明白吗弟兄姊妹多夫多妻也会有后裔
So if there are many husbands, many wives, you will also have descendants.
在婚姻之外也会有后裔
And outside of marriage, you can also have descendants.
但神心目中所要的
But God wants in his heart
是虔诚的后裔
to have a godly offspring.
那些后裔乃是义人的后裔
Those are the offspring of righteous people.
所以弟兄姊妹现在明白了为什么神要一夫一妻
So why does God want one husband and one wife?
有的人要冲破一夫一妻的制度
Some people want to go beyond the
神说一夫一妻在这里要刹住车了
When God says one husband and one wife you have to press on
the brake 所有的快乐不能满溢到这池子外面去
Your joy cannot go beyond this limit
有的人说我一定要把池子满溢到这个池子外面去
Some people say that they have to fill their joy beyond
还有冲破婚姻的界限
They want to go beyond the limits of marriage
就等于一个人开车一直快速最后就灭亡
It is like someone who keeps speeding when they're driving until they perish
神老早知道人会快速的
God knew that people will keep
speeding 尤其堕落之后
Especially after you
犯罪之后
After you fall and after
所以你看见神就在一个我们这个家庭的车里面就摆了一个刹车
So God put a brake in a family car
许多人说我不管这个
Many people say we ignore this
结果这个车子就颠覆
And then this car is destroyed
许多人要颠覆神的旨意颠覆神的旨意
Many people want to oppose God's will
弟兄姊妹他以为说这样就对了
They thought that this is right
但是现在很清楚的当有的人可以根据圣经
Some people can even follow the Bible.
如果你觉得你看妻子不对,
if you see that your wife is
not good, if
they have used too much salt in the kitchen, you can
我刚才讲的,
this is not a joke.
你知道在犹太历史里面就有这件事情吗?
This has happened in Jewish history.
你知道只要盐巴多放一点,
if you have placed too much salt in your food, you can divorce them. You can divorce your wife for any reason. Because there is deceit in your heart. You know what you want to do. And God knew.
所以弟兄姊妹,表面上没有错,
on the surface, there's nothing wrong.
表面上你按照律法书,
based on the law, you gave them a bill of divorcement.
但是很清楚的,
but clearly, in the beginning, it was not so.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so in such a small matter, why can't you deal treacherously with your wife? Because you break the joy of the home.
弟兄姊妹,
so remember, this is the will of God. To build one house. And a complete and abundant home. So no one can break the family. No one can go beyond the limit. Some people said they want to break the limit. And that is the condition after
people.
You also have offspring. You know that this story is way too common in the world. But that is not a godly offspring. In God's will,
亚当夏娃,
he wanted Adam and Eve to be fruitful and multiply, to fill the earth.
你看见今天果然应验了,
you see that that is fulfilled today.
但是不要忘记, 根据神的旨意,
but remember, according to the will of God,
这是神的目的,
this is the will of God. Because in this way, you have godly offspring. If you go beyond the limits of God's will, then it has to do with sin.
所以当然弟兄姊妹,
so any joy, any relationship beyond marriage is not what God is in God's will. It is very clear. If we know this is the will of God, then you know what is not the will of God.
那至于同性恋呢?
So regarding homosexuality,
连后裔都没有,
they don't even have descendants.
我讲很清楚,
I think it's very clear.
对于神的旨意,
according to God's
我们要问说,
will,
为什么当初是一夫一妻?
We have to ask, why was there one husband, one wife?
没有错, 当丈夫和妻子生命成熟的时候,
when the husbands and when the wife's lives are matured,
他离开父母,
they leave their parents,
代表他们成熟了,
it means they have matured.
如果生命成熟的话,
if the life is mature,
他一定把生命分出去,
it must give out its life.
他没有想到自己的快乐,
they did not consider their own joy.
现在年轻人不是,
but young people are different.
他们进到婚姻里面,
when they go into marriage, they only care about the joy among themselves. Of course, God promised that joy. But why did God give them the joy?
神要他们不能自私,
God wanted them to give the joy to others.
他们一定要把快乐给他们的儿子,
they must give this joy to their children.
但是不要忘记,
but because they have to give out their life,
自从人类堕落以后,
after people,
你知道母亲一定要经过生产的苦难,
you know that the mother must go through labor pains.
但是最后是把生命给出去,
but in the end, she gives out the life.
所以母亲一刚刚生完孩子以后,
so after the mother has had her baby,
她都是通知先生说是最后一个,
she always tells the husband this is the last one.
但是过了没有多久就忘记,
but then she forgets.
不要忘记, 因为这个缘故, 也许神就给了他们一些的后裔,
and perhaps because of this, God has given them some descendants.
你知道吗? 当你小的时候, 孩子们小的时候,
when the children are young,
你的产业就是他的产业,
your inheritance is their inheritance.
你的客厅就是他的客厅,
your living room is their living room.
你的电视就是他的电视,
your television is their television.
你希望他们, 在他, 在你的保护底下,
you want them to be under your protection.
他们长大了,
they grow up.
结果呢, 你看见慢慢他们生命就成熟了,
and gradually their lives are mature.
所以等到有一天, 你参加毕业典礼的时候,
and one day you go to the graduation.
你听见校长讲你, 念你儿子的名字, 或者女儿的名字,
you hear the principal read your son or daughter's name.
你心中有一种说不出来的喜乐,
and there's an unspeakable joy in your heart.
本来他们享受父母的产业,
Originally, they partook of their parents' inheritance.
没有想到他们长大以后,
but after they grew up,
他们成为父母的产业,
they became the inheritance of their parents.
何等的骄傲,
and they are
very proud.
If all their children have accomplishments, but many parents regret. Had I known, I should have had more children. But they didn't know beforehand.
今天把生命给出去,
so remember, if you give out your life,
是有痛苦,
there is pain,
是有眼泪,
there are tears.
在这一段过程里面,
and in this process,
儿女们痛苦,
and the children are also
好多次想离家出走,
many times they want to leave home.
我常常问Ezra很小的时候, 我说, 你有没有想过要离家出走啊?
In the past, I would ask Ezra if you ever wanted to leave home.
他说我有,
he said, I did.
那我说为什么你还在这里呢?
So I asked, why are you still here?
他说因为我不会过马路啊,
he said, I don't know how to cross the street.
我会过马路我就离开家出走了,
he said, if I knew how to cross the street, I would have left.
所以我就知道他受了很多的苦,
so I know he must have suffered much.
但做